Chapter 5, A Bridge That Behaves. The next day, the bridge behaved. Not perfectly. It still gave a cheerful little bounce at the center. It still squeaked in a voice like, "Eek, eek, okay." But it no longer launched groceries, surprised the mayor, or turned the creek crossing into an athletic event. Nutty called the final version the Softly Sensible Bridge. No one else called it that. Everybody in town called it the Mostly Fixed Bridge, which was fair. Mama liked the small bounce because it made her morning runs more fun. Papa liked that his snack crates arrived with fewer emotional experiences. Tony liked that the mail no longer flew on its own. Mrs. Hedgehog liked that her herbs crossed in their original arrangement. Even Grandma approved, though only by saying, "It will do." In Nutville, that counted as a standing ovation. At sunset, the whole family stood on the bridge and looked down at Walnut Creek sparkling below. The planks creaked gently. The springs hummed softly. A breeze moved through the leaves. Nutty smiled. "I think we improved it." Papa nodded. "We definitely reduced the airborne basket situation." Mama bounced once, just a little, and we kept one fun boing. Grandma leaned on the railing. "That is the maximum legal amount of boing." Nutty laughed. He had not built the wildest bridge in squirrel history after all. He had built something better. A bridge that was sturdy, a bridge that was useful, and a bridge that very occasionally still made you feel like the day might be more interesting than you expected. Which in Nutville was exactly the right sort of bridge.